Everybody ready?
The council will come to order, and the clerk will call the roll.
That's all right.
Councilmember Rolla.
Here.
Mr. Qualley.
Here.
Mr. Howe.
Here.
Mr. Lattiser.
Here.
Mr. McAllister.
Here.
Mr. McElroy.
Here.
Mr. Riggs.
Here.
Mr. Sinapi.
Here.
Mr. Abbott.
Here.
Councilman McElroy, if you could lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
We're going to play the national anthem.
Two jobs.
You hit the wrong playlist. Mr. McKay, you going to sing for us? Yeah, why don't we just... Oh, thank you. Thank you. Everybody can be seated. And I also wanted to thank the staff. And as I'm meeting with Mr. McKay, we are in a temporary situation because we had a leak at the council chambers and it's under construction. So as you can see, we're sharing microphones and tables. And it's not the best situation to be in, but we're trying to make a good situation work. And I appreciate all the staff's time. For everything they're doing to accommodate us, including the paper signs with our name on them that tip over occasionally. So the first item on the agenda is general communications. Are there any general communications from council members? Any? I did want to make a statement regarding something that should be coming out in the press within the next few days. And that has to do with an incident that occurred back in 2012 and 2015 regarding contracts that were negotiated by the Avedisian administration with the fire department. As you know, there are a number of grievances that were filed several years back regarding provisions that were included or were not included in fire department contracts. And you probably recall recently the most famous provision that was not included in one of the fire contracts was a side agreement that was never ratified by the council. And that side agreement had to do with the calculation of sick time, and that side agreement was signed by the fire chief and the head of the union at the time, and witnessed by the city solicitor at the time. That agreement was then sent to the finance department and ultimately paid, unbeknownst to the council, because we never ratified it. That came to light when Council President Solomon became the mayor of the city, when Mayor Avedisian moved on to take a position at the Rhode Island Public Transit Authority as the director. Meanwhile, the arbitration continued on a provision having to do with pension and what pension new firefighters should go into, whether it should be pension one, which had more lucrative benefits, or pension two, which was designed to save the city money and still be able to provide the services that we needed to our constituents. There was an ordinance passed, I believe it was in 1992, that said all new hirees would be put into pension system number two. That provision was mysteriously left out of the contracts negotiated by the Avedisian administration in 2012 and 2015. Past councils had ratified that agreement with the understanding that it complied with all local laws, including ordinances
regarding which tier new firefighters
would go into. There's a lot of legalese that goes into contracts. You know, you rely on your attorney and legal counsel to tell you the meaning of contracts. You know, many of my colleagues at the time that voted on the contracts were not attorneys, and even if you were an attorney, you'd probably have to be a labor relations attorney to really understand those provisions. But it was again represented to the council at the time that the new firefighters were going into pension system two, in accordance with the ordinance that previous councils had passed. Several years after that first contract was signed, the municipal collective bargaining group for the firefighters appealed and or filed a grievance saying that all new firefighters need to go into tier one and not tier two in accordance with the ordinance. Mayor Avedisian at the time said, no, that was not my intent. That's not what we negotiated. That's not my interpretation of the language that we agreed on. Is this mic okay, Ray? If that happens again, please tell me. Mm-hmm. I just could hear. Does that sound better for the stenographer? Okay. Sounds better to me, too. So, just to recap a little, the collective bargaining agreement was grieved by the collective bargaining unit representing the fire department, saying that all new retirees as a result of the 2012 agreement and the 2015 agreement would be, we're supposed to go into Tier 1, which is the more lucrative benefit package, and not Tier 2, as the council had put in ordinance in 1992 and passed. Mayor Avedisian's administration said that that was wrong, that that's not what they intended, that that's not what they negotiated in both collective bargaining agreements. They defended it and argued it. And my understanding is today or tomorrow or shortly this week, the American Arbitration Association, which is a series of arbitrators that heard the case, said that since the language that was not put into the contract that was negotiated by the Avedisian administration was not in there, all new firefighters have to go in the more lucrative pension fund, which is Tier 1, which calculations put that about $2.4 million. So not too long ago, we had a State of the City address where Mayor Solomon laid out issues that may or may not come to fruition. This is one of the issues that have come to fruition, that, you know, we're stuck with however that was negotiated not being put into the agreement. What this does to budgeting, planning, implementing ideas to and budgets to fix aging schools, playgrounds, road resurfacing, recreational facilities, taxes. $2.4 million of that money will be going to the retirement fund for new firefighters hired after 2012, because that's what they claim they negotiated. To say it's infuriating to this councilman would be an understatement, but it's just more that comes out every day that Mayor Solomon's been in office, that there's only so many time bombs that go off. You know, I can't wait for the day when they stop going off, but it seems like every week we turn around, there's another time bomb that goes off, and this is another one. So I appreciate everybody's patience. I know I was absent during most of the subcommittee meetings dealing with the news of the issuance of that decision. And I understand from talking to Mayor Solomon how upset he is about it also. So we may have further remedies that we can take. We're exploring all options. But people need to understand that when bills come due, that they're not, that they weren't created in this case with this administration or this council. These were mistakes that were made 6 years ago, and representations that were made confidently by the city's solicitors, that the meaning of the language and the intent of the language that they had negotiated meant X, and it didn't. How you're supposed to interpret that, how you're supposed to argue that with council, with city solicitors that tell you that that's not the meaning, is beyond me, especially for the members of the city council that don't have law degrees and rely on their counsel to give them advice. Reminds me of going to the doctor and arguing about how a procedure should be handled and how the operation should be done. You know, you can't do that. You rely on the doctor that you choose. But what's most frustrating is the same provisions that were adopted with regard to municipal employees and with regard to police department employees, that language was included to not be put in the more lucrative pension system. But when it came to firefighters, it was mysteriously left out twice, just as mysterious as we learned, and I had mentioned before, that there was a contract that was negotiated on the side and was never brought before the council on two collective bargaining agreements. So let me repeat that. A separate side deal that was never shown to us, and we voted on 2012, and it was again never shown to us but paid out in 2015. It's, you know, baffling to me. And it's one of the reasons that we've spent last year's council and this year's council so much time analyzing what it had occurred financially in the past, because we have to absorb those blows financially to be able to move forward. And there's only so many blows you can take before everybody starts feeling it. And people need to understand why it happened and how it happened. And hopefully I've articulated it appropriately. And if I haven't and people want to talk to me, I'd be glad to talk to you some more about it. But with that said, I do know that we have, I don't think we have any other general communications or executive communications. We do have a stenographer present, and we do have two public hearings regarding development. So without any objections to council members, I'd like to move to those public referred businesses, as they say, regarding public hearings. And the first item that I'd ask for a recommendation for from land use is PCO 519, an ordinance amending the zoning ordinance of the city of Warwick. Joanne DiCenzo, individually and in her capacity as administratrix of the estate of Joseph DiCenzo and Josephine, well, it says Joseph DiCenzo III, who are the petitioners. Do I have a recommendation to open the public hearing from land use?
Recommend opening the public hearing.
Okay. All right, so Councilman, if you could make the, if I could defer to Councilwoman Travis to open the public hearing since it's in your ward.
I make a motion that we open the public hearing on PCO 5-19.
And that's seconded by Councilman McAllister. All those in favor?
Aye.
All those opposed? So the ayes have it. The public hearing stands open on PCO 519. Is there anybody here to speak in favor of that?
I think it works.
Yeah.
Thank you, Mr. President, and members of the City Council. My name is Joseph DeAngelis. I'm an attorney, and it is my pleasure to represent the DiCenzo family that have owned and operated the Pleasure Marina for the last 23 years. With me this evening is Joseph DiCenzo, representing his mother, who is not with us because she's in Florida enjoying the good weather. This is an application seeking to change the zone for three parcels of land located within the perimeter of the Pleasure Marina lots, 542, 543, and 544. We were last before the City Council last August, August 15th to be exact, seeking a change in the future land use map, which was approved unanimously by the City Council. That change in the land use map was also approved on November 5th of 2018 by statewide planning. This is the third in a four-step process. We've been before the planning board on two occasions and received favorable recommendations from the planning board. I provided to the members of the City Council a little booklet containing those recommendations and also containing the extensive report prepared by Ed Pimentel, a noted planner. And the last step in the process is if we receive approval from the City Council for this zone change, then the DiCenzo family will seek an administrative subdivision to merge the 10 parcels of land that are all located within the marina complex so that it can be one parcel in its entirety and without lot lines confusing the process. So I have no further witnesses to offer this evening. Mr. DeCenzo was here to answer any questions that members of the council may have, and we would appreciate your favorable consideration.
Okay, thank you. Are there any questions from council members? Any questions from council members on the subdivision? Is Mr. DePasquale here? If you could give us the planning department's recommendation.
Yes, Mr. President, members of this honorable board, the planning department has actually worked with the petitioners, and this council has actually reviewed the future lane use map change several months ago. This is, again, as council says, the next step in a long process of basically cleaning up some lots that were zoned residential but waterfront business. So on March 14, 2018, the planning board, and it should be in your packet, gave a recommendation for positive recommendation for this change in zoning. And that would comport with the future lane use map change to waterfront business. Essentially, this would aggregate all the lots into one or two lots and make them uniform in its zoning. And again, this is house cleaning. Long process, but a required process through state law and through local planning. The petitioner has been incredibly helpful throughout the process, responding to all the requests of the planning department in terms of aggregating these lots and rezoning these lots. We support this 100% as a planning department, and the planning board voted in favor unanimously for this recommendation to go to this honorable body for favorable consideration. Thank you.
Is there any questions from Mr. DePasquale on this? Nope. Okay. Thank you, Mr. DePasquale. Is there anybody else to speak in favor of the petition? Is there anybody else to speak in favor of the petition? Is there anybody else to speak in favor of the petition? If not, is there anybody here to speak against the petition? Is there anybody here to speak against the petition? Is there anybody here to speak against the petition? If not, Councilwoman Travis, if you could move to close the public
hearing. I make a motion that we close the public hearing.
Seconded by Councilman Lattice or Councilman McAllister. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? Okay, Councilwoman, do you have a motion?
A favorable action on PCO-5-19.
Seconded by Councilman McAllister, Councilman Lattice, and Councilman Ricks. Is there any discussion on the presentation that we just have? Any discussion? If not, a yes is to approve Councilwoman Travis's motion for favorable action. Clerk will call the roll.
Councilman Rowland?
Yes.
Mr. Corley?
Yes.
DeHaan?
Yes.
Mr. Lattice?
Yes.
Mr. McAllister?
Yes.
Mr. McElroy?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
Yes.
PCO 519 stands passed, first passage. The second public hearing that we'll move to is PCO 619, an ordinance amending the zoning ordinance of the City of Warwick Great Point Group LLC petitioner. Do I have a committee report from land use?
Committee report. Recommend public hearing.
Thank you. For action, Councilman Sinapi, if you could move it for public hearing.
I move that this be moved for public hearing, specifically PCO 6-19.
Seconded by Councilman McAllister, Councilman Lattice. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? The ayes have it, and the PCO 6-19 is open for public hearing. Is there anybody here to speak in favor of it?
Good evening, Mr. President, members of the council. For the record, my name is John C. Revens, Jr. I'm an attorney with the law firm of Revens, Revens & St. Pierre, with offices at 946 Centerville Road in Warwick. I represent the applicant. As the council president indicated, we're here requesting a zone change to Plan District Residential Overlay District for the subject property, which is located between Greenwich Avenue, also known as Lambert Lind Highway, and Old Greenwich Avenue. The subject property is zoned general business. It's currently undeveloped and in a vegetative state. It's been on the market for more than a decade. The application has been reviewed by your planning department, who made a favorable recommendation to the planning board to grant master plan approval for this project. At their last meeting, they unanimously gave master plan approval to the project, and they also unanimously made a favorable recommendation to the city council to approve the zone change. This would actually be a downgrade in the allowable use of the property, since it's zone general business. All kinds of retail and business uses would be permitted on this property under the current zoning. This change that's before you would limit it to plan district residential, and the applicant intends, if you see fit, to approve the ordinance, and the planning department and the board give preliminary and final approval to build 10 condominiums in two buildings, one of 6 units and one of 4 units. For those of you who aren't lucky enough to live in Ward 8, the subject property is on the west side of Greenwich Avenue, on the south side of Greenwich Avenue, where it intersects with the Patuxent River. So all of the property that's abuts this is either planned unit residential already, or it's retail. It's across the river from the Warwick Mall. The principal of the company is here, and there's an engineer here if you have any detailed questions, but that's basically the reason for the request. Thank you, Mr. President, members of the council.
Thank you. Do you have any witnesses, Mr. Rowe?
No, Mr. Okay. Chairman. I have people here if you have questions, but since it's a legislative act and amending the ordinance, there's no reason to go through that again, but we did present witnesses at the planning board, and you have a favorable recommendation from the staff as well as a recommendation from the board.
Thank you. Is there any council members that have questions? Councilman Lattiser.
Thank you, Mr. President. First of all, let me say that I support this type of project.
You're welcome. We all heard the council president's comments a moment ago. So this, I think, is a bit of encouraging news to bring these type of properties into the city of Warwick. The question that I have is on this signature page, petition requesting an amendment to the zoning ordinance, I cannot read that signature at all. What is that signature?
It's mine.
That's yours?
And I want to thank you, Councilman, for complimenting me on my handwriting.
Well, my goodness, Councilor, you can consider it a compliment if you'd like.
I want to take it that way.
That's okay.
I think that's better for both of us.
All right. I will make note of that signature.
Thank you.
Other than that, Mr. President, I don't have any questions.
Thank you. Does any other council members have any other questions? Any other council members? If I could have Mr. De Pasquale, the Planning Department Director, Chief of Staff, and
thank you again, Mr. President.
More titles than a black belt there, Mr. Chair.
Honorable members of the City Council, once again, the Planning Board of the Planning Department gave a positive recommendation to the Planning Board, and the Planning Board did give their affirmative action for support of this PDR overlay, and it was unanimous. We all understand this parcel is very constrained, it would appear, but it is zone general business, and some of the fears that we had as a planning department is a fast food or a coffee shop or something that generated a lot more traffic than 10 residential units. We all need, we know we need more residential housing stock in this city. We understand the area is also constrained, so this is a very good marriage between a difficult parcel and a good reuse of property. As you well know, both to the northeast and southwest are two PDR, or what we call multifamily zoning districts. So it's in conformity with the comprehensive plan. And I think the memorandum that we have to you kind of cites those comprehensive plan findings in particular to give you a great deal of comfort that this development and proposed overlay is something that this honorable board could support.
Thank you for the department's recommendation. Is there any questions of Mr. DePasquale on his recommendations? If not, could I have a motion from Mr. Sinop? Oh, excuse me. Is there anybody else here to speak in favor of the project? Anybody else here to speak in favor of the project? Anybody else here to speak in favor of the project? Is there anybody here to speak against the project? Is there anybody here to speak against the project? Is there anybody here to speak against the project? If not, Councilman Sinop, if you could move to close the public hearing.
Move to close the public hearing.
Seconded by Councilman McAllister, Councilman Lattisaw, Councilman Rex. All right, all those in favor?
Aye.
All right, all opposed? The public hearing stands closed. Councilman Sinop, if you could move this.
Move favorable action on PCO 6-19.
Seconded by Councilman McAllister, Councilwoman Travis, Councilman Lattisaw, Councilman Rex. Thank you. Is there any discussion regarding the presentation or questions or amendments that any council members have to this legislation?
I'd just like to know, I went to one of the...
If you could use your mic. Just got to hold it close. Yeah, you got to hold it close.
I went to one of the meetings, the planning or zoning for this project, and developer was able to address all the concerns raised, and it sounds like a great project. And as noted by the councilor, this land is not being used at all right now. There's no reason why this wouldn't be perfect for it.
Thank you. And I think many times people watching at home forget all the steps that a person or an entity has to go through before they get to the council, including several public hearings that have already occurred with the planning department on an issue like this that comes before the council. So a lot of times people sitting at home say, why isn't there anybody here asking questions? Or when we've already had two public meetings, this is the culmination of a third. And a lot of times it's private meetings too. So thank you for enlightening us on what had happened in the past. Is there anybody else that would like to speak on this? If not, it's been moved and seconded. A yes is for favorable action on PCO 619. The clerk will call the roll.
Mr. Marola?
Yes.
Yes.
Mr.
Howe?
Yes.
Mr. Lattisaw?
Yes.
Mr. McAllister?
Yes.
Mr. McElroy?
Yes.
Mr. Riggs?
Yes.
Mr. Sinapi?
Yes.
Ms. Travis?
Yes.
9 yes.
PCO 619 for first passage stands passed.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you.
Thank you again, Councilman Lattisaw.
Thank
you're
you.
You're welcome, sir.
So let's go back to Rule 41, public comment, and we do have a sign-up sheet. And I believe there's one name on the sign-up sheet. It's Bill Russo. Is Mr. Russo here? He is. Okay, so I'm gonna read this into the record, which I do. Yes.
You didn't accept the minutes from the council meeting on March
4th. Yeah, I'll get to that. I just wanted to get to public. I'll get it. Yep. I kind of skipped around, so thanks. Thank you for that. But Mr. Russo, let me read this into the record before you speak. Rule 41, after the general communications and prior to the consent calendar at each council public meeting, hearing meeting, there shall be a 15-minute period during which citizens may comment about Warwick City government issues subject to the following stipulations. The total period of time for public comment shall be 15 minutes. Comments need to be brief in order to allow as many residents as possible to participate. The topics for comment shall be issues directly affecting city government. City council members will not respond to questions during the public comment period. The public comment session will terminate at the end, expiration of 15 minutes. Wherever this position requires requires unanimous consent. Mr. Russo, you intend to speak? And if you could just introduce yourself for the record.
Thank you, Mr. Count.
It might be on.
Just playing with it, I think. Thank you, Mr. President. Is it on? Thank you, Mr. President, and members of the council. I just want to take a moment. You did take a lot of fire from what I had to say and importance in what I had to say, Mr. President, when you talked about the contractual issue. That hurts. Just in thinking about it, my mind immediately went to an old comedian. He had a favorite saying. His name was Flip Wilson, and he used to play a character named Geraldine, and he used to quip, what you see is what you get. And I think I've been on the other side of contract negotiations, never had those issues. I spent 34 years with the Warwick Police, and being a member of the FOP and contractual issues and negotiating committees and accepting and these agreements and so forth. And I just think that that was very poor decision on these arbitrators' behalfs. It really throws a monkey wrench into all of the finances of the city. The way I would tackle some of the finances is going to be not so well heard, I guess. I would attempt to tackle some of these finances by looking at the big picture. And part of it is I follow the pilot program, the payment in lieu of taxes, with the city airport, state airport. And as a host city, and as they've taken 1,100 acres of our land, and I think, Councilman, you talked about close to 400 properties over the years since 1930. When I first started studying about the airport, the term quasi-public agency came up. So I started looking that up, and I found a Brown University study on it. It was 28 pages, and the last paragraph concluded that they still didn't know what a state quasi-public agency was. And this is Brown University educators. But in that vein, I was thinking about something about how to save some money, and my approach is, take one bite of the elephant at a time. But on a recent visit to the Rhode Island Airport Corporation's website, I noticed they have a surplus property sales. And my thinking would be to place the city in a position to review their quasi-public property before it's allowed to be sold to the general public. I noticed the mayor is going on record in the state of the city address and so forth. Their relationship is good now. Let's make it better. Let's get some liaison there. I'm sure the corporation does not buy cheap equipment, and you know the navigational needs have got to be top shelf, and the state has given them money, although they've scooped some money from them. But I think that maybe there's a fire truck or two, or an old rescue, or some kind of vehicle that's available, or whether it be furniture or whatever. And I'm also thinking about the fact that last year our president changed the corporate regulations on taxes, where some of these corporations were paying 35%. Well, now they've been reduced to 21%. So there's 14% money. I mean, how would the city like to make 14% in 1 year because of a tax law change? And that's what the airport has gathered. So anyway, that's my little speech for tonight. Your opening remarks on that really took the thunder away from me. I mean, it's another $2.5 million that we're all going to be looking at, and I agree, everybody should be aware of that. So when they start complaining, why isn't where's the snow plow that didn't plow my street? Where's the grass cutting? Where's the tree trimming? Where's this? Where's that? They can look this back to some things like this. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Russo. I did want to take an opportunity to introduce the new Warwick Fire Department Chief, Fire Chief McMichael. If you could just stand up and be recognized.
Congratulations.
And good luck, I guess, is what we have to say. So next on the agenda is the acceptance of the minutes from the council meeting held on March 4th, 2019. Councilwoman, or Councilman Lattiser? Seconded by Councilman McAllister. Any discussions, Councilman Howe? Any discussions? A yes is for favorable action to adopt the to accept the minutes. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? So the minutes are accepted. We'll move ahead to the consent calendar. There are no announcements of appointments. There are no appointments requiring confirmation. So we move to the consent calendar resolution relative to bids, PCR 4119. Is there a recommendation from finance?
Committee recommends favorable action.
For action, Councilman Lattiser.
Move favorable action on PCR 4119.
Seconded by Councilman McAllister. Councilman Howe. Go ahead, Councilman Lattiser.
First item, 2018-247, Neptune Cold Water Unit, favorable action. 2019-246, Fire Apparatus Annual Pump Testing, became PCR 4319. 2019-248, Playground Renovation to Salters Grove, favorable action. 2019-250, become PCR 4419. 2019-252, Rescue Service Billing, has become PCR 4519.
Thank you. Are there any further discussion on the consent calendar? I know there was a lot in finance. Is there any further discussion? If not, a yes is to approve the consent calendar, and then we'll move to the items that were withdrawn. Again, a yes is to approve it. The clerk will call the roll.
Mr. Marola?
Yes.
Mr. Corley?
Yes.
Mr. Howe?
Yes.
Mr. Lattiser?
Yes.
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 Mr.
Yes.
Mr.
Yes.
Ms. Travis.
Yes.
Consent calendar stands passed. First item that was withdrawn, Councilman Lattiser, if you could make a motion, or actually a recommendation.
At the request of the sponsor, it was held until April
4th. And that was, okay, formally 2019-246, correct? So that will be held till April 1st. Next item on the agenda is 2019-250, that's what it formerly was. It's now PCR 4419. Is there a recommendation from finance? Okay, and for action, Councilman Lattiser, if you could move it.
Move favorable action on PCR 4419 with the amendment.
Seconded by Councilman McAllister and Councilman Lattiser. Councilman Howe. Go ahead, Councilman Lattiser. So that's your motion to amend?
Motion.
Okay, do I have a second on that motion? Councilwoman Travis, Councilman McAllister, Councilman Howe. Is there any discussion on the amendment? It's just to amend it to... Okay. Is there any discussion on that? Any questions? I know there's a lot of questions in committee. Okay, a yes is to approve on the amendment for PCR 4419. The clerk will call the roll. Yes.
Mr. Corley?
Yes.
Mr. Howe?
Yes.
Mr. Lattiser?
Yes.
Mr. McAllister?
Yes.
Mr. McElroy?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
Mr. Snappy?
Yes.
Ms. Travis?
Yes.
Thank you.
The amendment stands passed. If you could move it as amended, Councilman Lattiser.
Favorable action on PCR 4419 as amended.
Seconded by Councilwoman Travis, Councilman McAllister, Councilman Howe. Any discussion on PCR 4419 as amended? Any discussion? If not, yes is to approve it as amended. Clerk will call the roll.
Mr. Marola?
Yes.
Mr. Corley?
Yes.
Mr. Howe?
Yes.
Mr. Lattiser?
Yes.
Mr. McAllister?
Yes.
Mr. McElroy?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
Mr. Snappy?
Yes.
Ms. Travis?
Yes.
PCR 4419 as amended stands passed. We'll move on to formally 2019-252. Now PCR 45-19. We could have a recommendation from finance. Okay, and if you could move it as if you could move it for favorable action.
Favorable action on PCR 45-19.
So you're going to get a second? Yeah, okay, we'll get a second from Councilman McAllister, Councilman Howe. Do you want to move the amendment?
Yes. The amendment will be to modify the contract date from April 1st, 2019 through June 30th, 2020, which will amend it to a 15-month contract, and the amount was $131,250.
So that's been moved and seconded by Councilman McAllister and Councilman Howe. Is there any discussion on the amendment making this a 15-month contract instead of a 3-year contract? Any discussion? If not, a yes is to approve the amendment, and the clerk will call the roll.
Mr. Marola?
Yes.
Mr. Corley?
Yes.
Mr. Howe?
Yes.
Mr. Lattiser?
Yes.
Mr. McAllister?
Yes.
Mr. McElroy?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
Mr. Zanappi?
Yes.
Ms. Travis?
Yes.
The amendment stands passed. Councilman, if you could move it as amended.
I move favorable action as amended on PCR 4519.
Seconded by Councilman McAllister, Councilman Howe. Any discussion on PCR 4519 as amended? Any discussion? If not, the clerk will call the roll.
Mr. Marola?
Yes.
Mr. Corley?
Yes.
Mr. Howe?
Yes.
Mr. Lattiser?
Yes.
Mr. McAllister?
Yes.
Mr. McElroy?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
Mr. Zanappi?
Yes.
Ms. Travis?
Yes.
PCR 4519 as amended stands passed. We've already taken up PCO 519 on the agenda, and PCO 619 we've already voted on. We'll move to unfinished business, and the first item on the agenda is PCO 2118 sub A, an ordinance to amend section 4-13, keeping and feeding wildlife. That's for second passage, committee report, ordinance.
Favorable action.
For action, Councilman Ricks.
Request favorable action.
Seconded by Councilman McAllister. Any discussion? This is for second passage on PCO 2118. If not, a yes is to approve, and the clerk will call the roll.
Mr. Marola?
Yes.
Mr. Corley?
Yes.
Mr. Howe?
Yes.
Mr. Lattiser?
Yes.
Mr. McAllister?
Yes.
Mr. McElroy?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
Mr. Zanappi?
Yes.
Ms. Travis?
Abstain.
PCO 2118. PCO 2118 stands passed on second passage. Yes, Councilwoman.
I wasn't here for the first hearing.
Okay. Next item on the agenda is PCO 2418 sub A, an ordinance amending the zoning ordinance of the City of Warwick, DT Realty Properties LLC petitioner, Sordum Development LLC, and Expo Realty LLC owner. This again is for second passage. We voted on it last month. Committee report, land use.
Recommend favorable action.
For action, Councilman Ricks. You're moving?
Move for second passage.
Okay, and that's seconded by Councilman Howe, Councilman McAllister. Any discussion on this ordinance for second passage? If not, a yes is to approve for second passage, and the clerk will call the roll.
Mr. Marola?
Yes.
Mr. Corley?
Yes.
Mr. Howe?
Yes.
Mr. Lattiser?
Yes.
Mr. McAllister?
Yes.
Mr. McElroy?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
Mr. Zanappi?
Yes.
Ms. Travis?
Abstain.
PCO 2418 stands passed for second passage, and Councilwoman Travis abstains for the same reason?
Yes.
Okay. Next is number three on the agenda is PCO 1-19 sub A, an ordinance amending the zoning ordinance of the City of Warwick, Stephen Fairbanks, Chief Investment Officer, PHM Providence LLC petitioner. Again, this is for second passage. Committee report, land use.
Recommend favorable action.
For action, Councilman Howe.
Move for favorable action.
Seconded by Councilman Lattiser, Councilman McAllister. Any discussion on PCO 1-19 for second passage? Any discussion? A yes is to approve, and the clerk will call the roll.
Mr. Marola?
Yes.
Mr. Corley?
Yes.
Yes.
Mr. Lattiser?
Yes.
Mr. McAllister?
Yes.
Mr. McElroy?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
Mr. Zanappi?
Yes.
Ms. Travis?
Stay.
PCO 1-19 stands passed, and same abstention for Councilwoman Travis. Next on the agenda is PCO 219, an ordinance in regards to rescue service fees. committee report, and this is, again, is for second passage. We heard this last month. Committee report, recommendation from finance.
Committee recommends favorable action.
And for action, we'll go to Councilman McAllister to move it.
Move favorable action.
Seconded by Councilman Lattiser, Councilman McElroy, and Councilman Howe. Again, this is for second passage on PCO 219. Any discussion on second passage? If not, a yes is to approve, and the clerk will call the roll.
Mr. Marola?
Yes.
Mr. Corley?
Yes.
Mr. Howe?
Yes.
Mr. Lattiser?
Yes.
Mr. McAllister?
Yes.
Mr. McElroy?
Yes.
Mr. Rich?
Yes.
Mr. Sinapi?
Yes.
Ms. Travis?
Yes.
PCO 219 stands passed for second passage. Next on the agenda is PCO 419, an ordinance prohibiting traffic from Evergreen from turning westbound on Pavilion. This is for second passage. Committee report, ordinance.
Favorable action with amendment.
And for, if you could move it, Councilman Howe.
Move favorable action with amendment.
Okay. Seconded by Councilman McAllister. Do you want to move the amendment?
Move the amendment. Motion to delete Section 2 of the ordinance to maintain a two-way traffic on Pavilion.
Okay. Seconded by Councilman Howe. Is there any discussion on the amendment? I know there's a lot of discussion in committee about it, and this will, again, require a second passage because we're amending it, so it'll come up again next month. Any discussion on the amendment? If not, a yes is to approve, and the clerk will call the roll. Yes.
Mr. Corley?
Yes.
Mr. Howe?
Yes.
Mr. Lattiser?
Yes.
Mr. McAllister?
Yes.
Mr. McElroy?
Yes.
Mr. Rich?
Yes.
Mr. Sinapi?
Yes.
Ms. Travis?
Yes.
9 yes.
The amendment stands passed. If you could move it as amended, Councilman Howe.
Move for favorable action as amended.
Seconded by Councilman McAllister. Any discussion on PCO 419 as amended? This will not be second passage because it was amended, so it will be back to first passage. Any discussion on this? If not, a yes is to approve PCO 419 for first passage, and the clerk will call the roll.
Mr. Marola?
Yes.
Mr. Corley?
Yes.
Mr. Howe?
Yes.
Mr. Lattiser?
Yes.
Mr. McAllister?
Yes.
Mr. McElroy?
Yes.
Mr. Rich?
Yes.
Mr. Sinapi?
Yes.
Ms. Travis?
Yes.
PCO 419 stands pass as amended for first passage. Next on the agenda is PCO 1918, an ordinance in regards to working without a building permit. Committee report, ordinance.
Favorable action with amendments.
For action, if you could move it, Councilman Lattiser.
Move favorable action with an amendment.
Seconded by Councilman McAllister. Go ahead, Councilman Lattiser, if you could move the amendment.
Yes, Mr. President, I will have the council solicitor read the amendment in the record. I move the following amendment, PCO 19-18, for favorable action as amended.
Seconded by Councilman McAllister. If the clerk, if the city council attorney could read it into the record.
So being moved is one amendment. There's a couple of changes. On page 1, line 6, we are amending the title, and it will now read, penalties for failure to obtain building, plumbing, electrical, and mechanical permits. On page 2, we're going to amend line 3 to read as follows, failure to pay any and all fines, penalties, or processing fees. On line 5, such time as all fines, penalties, or processing fees. On line 9, it'll read, all fines, penalties, or processing fees. And on line 11, the word permit will become permits. We are deleting the word fee at the end of the sentence and inserting in its place the word amounts.
Thank you. Is there any questions from council members on the amendments? I know that Councilman Lattiser was pleased to have so many attorneys on the council to get so much advice on these amendments.
Sir. Mr. President, so far you're the only one that hasn't signed on as a co-sponsor because you weren't here in committee.
I'll sign on as a co-sponsor.
<Thank you.
laughs> Okay, so it's been the amendment has been moved and seconded, read into the record. I don't think there's any further questions because everybody participated in drafting it. So the clerk will call the roll. A yes is for favorable action on the amendment. Clerk will call the roll.
Mr. Marola?
Yes.
Mr. Corley?
Yes.
Mr. Howe?
Yes.
Mr. Larson?
Yes.
Mr. McAllister?
Yes.
Mr. McElroy?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
Mr. Snappy?
Yes.
Mr. Travis?
Yes.
The amendment stands passed. If you can move it as amended.
Move favorable action on PCO 19-18 as amended.
Seconded by Councilman McAllister and Councilman Howe. Any discussion as amended, PCO 19-18 for first passage? If there's no discussion, the clerk will call the roll.
Mr. Marola?
Yes.
Mr. Corley?
Yes.
Mr. Howe?
Yes.
Mr. Larson?
Yes.
Mr. McAllister?
Yes.
Mr. McElroy?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
Mr. Snappy?
Yes.
Ms. Travis?
Yes.
PCO 19-18 as amended stands passed for first passage. Next on the agenda is PCO 1815, Neighborhood Improvement Program, an ordinance that will make landlords responsible for the cost to pick up debris left on the street by tenants. And I don't believe this is drafted. Committee report, ordinance.
Hold to April
22. Held till April 22. Next item on the agenda is PCR 9417, bid number 2017-147, State of Rhode Island, telecommunication services / installation and parts. Committee report, finance.
Hold April 22.
Held till April 22nd. Next item on the agenda is PCR 14817, bid number 2018-143, installation of sprinklers at the Cooper Building Drill Hall. Committee report, finance.
Hold till April 22.
Held till April 22nd. Next item on the agenda is PCR 1618, tree damage. That's not drafted. Committee report, public safety. Held till April 22nd. Next item on the agenda is PCR 15418 sub A, resolution regarding airport air quality. Committee report, intergovernmental.
Withdrawn?
Withdrawn. Okay, so the recommendation is to withdraw. Councilman Ricks, if you could make the motion to withdraw.
Move to withdraw.
Okay, and that's seconded by Councilman Lattisaw, Councilwoman Travis, and Councilman McAllister. I do know that we are withdrawing the resolution regarding airport air quality because there was already a hearing, I believe, a week or so ago that the state reps and state senators had called for, and state officials were present and gave a briefing, which is what we were asking for and why the council had put it in the first place. So I understand why it's being withdrawn. Is there any other further discussion on this? If not, a yes is to withdraw, and the clerk will call the roll. Yes.
Mr. Corley?
Yes.
Mr. Howe?
Yes.
Mr. Larson?
Yes.
Mr. McAllister?
Yes.
Mr. McElroy?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
Mr. Snappy?
Yes.
Ms. Travis?
Yes.
PCR 15418 stands withdrawn. Next item on the agenda is PCR 919, a resolution requesting that the Rhode Island Airport Corporation consider additional factors in its 2019-14 CFR Part 150 noise study. That's not drafted. Committee report, intergovernmental.
Hold to 422.
Held till 422. Next item on the agenda is PCR 2119, a resolution relative to Educational Outreach Committee. That's not drafted. Committee report, health, education, and welfare.
Held till April 1st.
Held till April 1st. And we'll move to unanimous consent. Is there anything for unanimous consent from Ward 1?
No.
Pass. Ward 2?
Pass.
Ward 3?
Pass.
Ward 4?
Pass.
Ward 5?
Yes, Mr. President, we had one item on for unanimous consent. I'm going to request to hold that until April 1st.
Okay, so that will be docketed, I guess, for April 1st.
Mm-hmm.
Is there any objection to be docketed April 1st? Okay, so that will be docketed April 1st. Anything from Ward 6?
Pass.
Ward 7?
Pass.
Ward 8?
Pass.
Ward 9 passes. Councilwoman Travis, if you could move us into the docket session.
There be no further business with this honorable body. I move to a docket session.
Councilwoman Travis moves to the docket session. Do we have a second? Councilman McAllister, Councilman Lattisaw. All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed? Move to the docket section. Ward 1, anything to docket?
Pass.
Ward 2?
Pass.
Ward 3?
Pass.
Ward 4?
Pass.
Ward 5?
Pass.
Ward 6?
Pass.
Ward 7?
Pass.
Ward 8?
Pass.
Ward 9 passes, and have a good evening. Council stands adjourned.
You normally don't have it. That's like the fourth week.
I'll wear it tomorrow.
Normally, I don't have it on the fourth week.
A different red.
Because the vacation.
I wore it for today.
So it's like it would be the first.